Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Take it,
oh,
dear.
Thank you, dear. I was cleaning out the hall closet upstairs.
Oh.
Honey.
Huh?
Where in the world did we ever get this?
I think Beaver wore that home from Angela Valentine's birthday party when he was about 7.
Oh, that's right. Someone pushed him in the fish pond, and Mrs. Valentine had to send him home with this and a pair of pedal pushers. Honey, is this one of your hats?
Oh, I see. What? Well, I guess I better get going if Wally and I are going to get that patio furniture painted this morning.
Nothing much in there.
Oh, I don't know. Here's a letter from a mortgage company. They'd like to know if we could use $30,000.
Well, what would happen if we said yes?
Well, they'd probably send a man out to measure our house, then offer to lend us about $5,000. What's this impressive-looking envelope? Dear sir, the Worldwide Academy of Music is happy to inform you that your son, Theodore Cleaver, has been chosen as one of the few in your area to receive the advantages of our amazing free offer.
How much is the free offer this time?
Return the enclosed certificate and we will send you our $280 stereophonic accordion for a 5-day free trial. You know, I can remember when... You used to get letters in the mail from people you knew.
Well...
Oh, here, I don't know. I'll get rid of that for you.
Oh, all right, dear.
Hey, Dad. How come we had to wash down and sand all the furniture before we could paint it?
Well, because by doing it that way, the paint job will last 2 or 3 years.
Well, yeah, but what happens if Mom gets tired of the color in a year? Then all the work is gone for the birds.
Well, I'll tell you, son, in marriage, you learn to take a few calculated risks.
What do you paint? Give me a brush.
Ah, cut it out, Beaver. I already made a deal with Dad.
No. That's right, Beave. I'm afraid this is a two-man job.
Don't you have any one-man jobs I can do?
You can get lost. That's what you can do.
Never mind, Wally.
Well, how you doing?
Oh, we're coming along pretty well. I like the color.
Looks fine. Hope I don't get tired of it in a year.
You see what I mean, Dad?
Hey, Mom, do you have any jobs I can do? Wally's already got dibs on Dad.
Well, now, let's see, Beaver. I tell you, why don't you empty the wastebaskets for me?
Will they get paid like Wyatt?
Well, you empty all of them and you do a real neat job and I'll pay you a quarter.
Okay, Mom.
Just empty them in that big box your father left in the hall.
Beaver was emptying the trash.
Yeah, so did I. He left it spread out all over the hall.
Well, he's just a kid. I guess he can't help being a slob. can't we go right over to Mary Ellen's, Wally? Look, I want to take a shower first. I don't want to go over there smelling like paint.
Well, look, Sam, it never slowed down Rembrandt.
Hi, kid.
Hi, Eddie.
I didn't know you could read, kid.
Well, I'm sort of thinking about sending away for something.
Yeah? What are you sort of thinking of sending away for?
A free 5-day trial on genuine Deluxe stereophonic accordion.
They sent this to you, huh?
Nah, they sent it to my pop, but he threw it away.
Oh, that figures.
What do you mean it figures?
Well, I'll tell you what I mean. You send for this accordion, you practice, and you get in this accordion band. Then one night you're on the Ed Sullivan Show, and a talent scout spots you. Next thing you got your own band, and you're a big celebrity. Then what happens?
Gee, Eddie, what?
One night your father comes around, tries to borrow a couple $100, and you act like you never saw him before.
Gee, Eddie, I wouldn't do that to my dad.
Well, maybe not, but why should he take the chance of it happening? And that's why he threw it away.
You really think I should send for the accordion, Eddie?
Sure. Sure, I can see you now. Up there on the stage with a spotlight shining on your white velvet shirt. And your mom is sitting there with tears running down her face. And your father's there eating his heart out. Because you're making 5 times as much as he is. What more could a kid ask?
Gee, Eddie, do you really think I'd become a big star?
What are you talking about? If it could happen to Fabian, it could happen to anybody.
Hey, Eddie, get me a towel out of the hall closet, will you?
Yeah, I guess so.
Hey, Beaver, what was Eddie telling you?
Oh, he was just telling me about grown-ups and helped me make up my mind about something.
What are you doing out here?
Well, I'm looking at the patio furniture.
Oh.
You know, dear, I think it would look better if we painted it green.
Dear, it was green. I painted it gray just last Saturday, remember?
I know, dear, but it doesn't seem like ours anymore.
Well, anyway, we've seen it through brown, green, and gray, and believe me, it's ours. Wally got home from Metzgersfield?
Yes, he's upstairs. And I called up to Beaver a little while ago. He's up there, too. Certainly must have come in quiet. I didn't hear him.
Well, I guess he's old enough not to make an announcement every time he comes in. Anyway, it makes the boy feel grown up to have a little privacy now and then.
Where'd you get it, Beaver?
Well, I sent away for it last week. That's what I was asking Hay Haskell about. I found a certificate that Dad threw away. Well, I get to keep it for 5 whole days for nothing.
I don't suppose we can invade their privacy by asking them what they're doing.
Oh, certainly not.
Put it back together, Wally.
It sounded like a groan.
I don't know. Sounds like the boys have a harmonica.
Well, that's the strangest harmonica I ever heard.
Beaver!
Uh-oh, Dad's calling you.
Yeah, let's get it back in the box.
What is it, Dad?
What's that racket up there?
I think it's some kind of a noise.
What kind of noise?
Well, I don't know. But whatever it is, I think it's going to stop now.
Well, see that it does.
Boy, Beaver, it says here that this thing is worth $280.
Yeah, but I get to keep it for 5 days. Then I'll mail it back. That's way next week.
Beaver, first of all, Dad's liable to find this thing. And second of all, you don't have 5 days at all.
How come?
Look. It came to the express office Friday. That was yesterday. Today's Saturday, and tomorrow's Sunday, and the express office is closed. You can't mail it back till after school Monday, and that's the 4th day.
Boy, that week sure went by in a hurry, didn't it?
Listen, Beaver, it says here that if you don't send it back within the 5 days, you've got to pay him the $280.
Boy, I'd better mail it back on Monday, all right.
Yeah, I'll say. Boy, if Dad ever finds out what you did, he'll clobber you. And then if there's anything left of you, he'll clobber that. She really said that, huh? Nah, she didn't say it. Look, I wouldn't even believe she said it if she did say it. Well, she might have said it to him, but she never said it to you. You're just saying she said it. Hey, look, I can't talk anymore. My mom just came in.
Well, you don't have to stop talking just because I came in.
Oh, sure, I know I don't have to, Mom, but... Heck, no guy likes to talk on the phone when his mom's watching him.
Well, I certainly wouldn't think of listening to your conversation.
Oh, sure, Mom.
What did somebody say that you didn't think they said?
Eddie Haskell said that Janet Gibbs said that Alice Hartley said that I had eyes like Robert Horton.
Oh. Think she's right?
Heck, Mom, I don't know. Hey, Mom, did Beaver get home from school yet?
Yes, he came home early with Whitey. Then they went off somewhere with Whitey's wagon.
Why didn't they wait for me?
Wait for you to go where?
Oh, wherever they were going.
You know where they were going?
Well, heck, Mom, how would I know? They didn't wait for me to tell me.
Wally, why can't you children ever give your parents a straight answer?
Gee, Mom, because we never know what answer you're looking for. Would it be okay if I used the phone or are you going to be hanging around here?
All right, Wally, I'll leave.
Are you shipping this box someplace, boys?
Yes, mister. We'd like to send it back where it came from.
Well, it's not too well wrapped, is it?
Yeah, but I'm not a very good rapper. But he's a nice kid, mister.
Well, I guess maybe I can fix it up for you, all right?
Well, if the box makes any noise, don't worry about it, mister.
You don't have an animal in here, do you?
Oh, no, sir. It's an accordion. Yeah, that's not an animal. It's an instrument.
Oh, I see. Well, do you want it insured?
What's that?
Well, that means that if it's lost or damaged in transit, then the company pays you whatever it's worth.
Hey, that'd be pretty neat. We better have some of that. How many packages get lost?
Practically none.
We better have some anyway. We might be lucky.
Let's see now. That's 24 pounds to Omaha, plus insurance. That's $7.62.
Wow, $7?
That's right.
How much would it be without the insurance?
Six and a quarter.
We better come back later, mister. I don't have quite that much money.
All right.
How much money do you have, Beaver? About 64 cents. Maybe we could get the man to just insure it, and we could lose it on the way home. I don't think it works that way, Whitey.
Beaver, have you ever goofed it up this time?
Don't yell at me anymore, Wally. I feel sicker than ever felt before without being sick.
Okay, so what are you gonna do? One of these days, the accordion company's gonna come around and start hollering for their $280. And then, pow, the roof's gonna cave in on you.
Well, I thought I could hide it someplace till I raise the $7. Well, I already got 64 cents saved up. And I'm going to sell my two dead frogs to Whitey for 50 cents.
Well, I guess I got a couple bucks I can let you have. But, look, where are you going to stash it where Mom and Dad aren't going to find it?
In the hall closet. They don't use that anymore, except for umbrellas and old Christmas tree ornaments.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty good place. Here, come on. Let me give you a hand.
Ward, I'm glad you're home.
Oh, why not? I'm the only man on Maple Drive with eyes like Melvin Douglas.
There's a gentleman here to see you.
Oh, Mr. Creek.
Will you excuse me?
Yes, of course.
My name is Franklin. I'm the representative of the Worldwide Music Academy in Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh, well, that's fine, but whatever it is, I'm sure we're not interested.
But we are more than interested in collecting the $280 you owe us.
$280? What for?
For the deluxe stereophonic accordion we sent you for your son.
Oh, no, Mr. Franklin. I'm afraid you have either the wrong house or the wrong cleaver.
I'm afraid not. 3 weeks ago, we sent you a letter. And you returned the certificate taking advantage of our free offer. To date, we have received neither the accordion nor the money in accordance with the agreement.
Well, I do remember some sort of circular that came in the mail, but I threw it in the wastebasket.
Oh, dear, dear. Well, perhaps your wife may have sent it in. We find wives sometimes do these things behind their husbands' backs.
Excuse me. John? John? Dear, would you please tell this gentleman that neither you nor I ordered a $280 accordion?
An accordion? That's the silliest thing I ever heard.
Dear, I want to finish waxing the kitchen floor before the boys come home. Do you know where the extension cord is?
Well, if you can't find the one in the kitchen, there's one up in the hall closet with the Christmas lights.
Oh, excuse me.
Well, Mr. Franklin, are you satisfied now?
I'm afraid I've been in the business a little too long to be satisfied quite that easily.
Let me tell you something. I didn't care much for the sound of your company from the circular they sent out. And I can't say that talking to you has improved my opinion any.
I should perhaps point out that we have the shipping notice and the receipt from the Railway Express. Now, if you persist in this attitude, we'll simply have to turn the matter over to our attorneys.
I'll be looking forward to hearing from those gentlemen. I don't know what your angle is, but whatever it is, it won't work here.
Almost worked, didn't it, Melvin?
Mr. Franklin, I assure you, I had no idea this thing was in the house.
I know. We had a woman in Cleveland who claimed a strange dog ate hers.
Ward, it's an accordion.
We've already identified it, dear. Well, Mr. Franklin, would you care to come in and sit down?
I should be delighted.
Well, Beaver, I guess this is just about the worst thing either of you fellows ever did, isn't it?
Gee, Dad, I can't think of anything worse.
Don't help me, Wally.
I just can't understand it. To send for a $300 musical instrument behind my back and say nothing about it.
Gee, Dad, I just wanted a free trial for 5 days. Eddie made it sound so good about standing up in a white velvet shirt and making music. And earning a whole lot of money.
Look, son, if it were that easy, and if I had thought it was right for you, I wouldn't have thrown the letter away in the first place.
Eddie said you threw it away on account he didn't want me to be a big success and everything.
Beaver, do you realize how silly that sounds?
Well, I do now, Mom.
Well, Beaver, I hope that this will help teach you that no matter what happens, your parents are at least trying to do what's right.
Well, sure, Beav. When they try to do what's right, they can't help it if it comes out mean.
Are we going to have to buy the accordion, Dad?
No, Beaver. But I told Mr. Franklin we'd pay for the damages.
Well, I got $4.16 saved upstairs. We can put that towards fixing the accordion if you want to.
I'm afraid that won't cover it, Beaver.
Yeah, I guess accordions don't bounce downstairs very cheap.
No, they don't. This one bounced down about $40 worth.
Wow.
I guess I better start saving up my allowance, huh, Dad?
Yes, Beaver, I think you should.
Could we be excused to go up and get washed for supper now, Dad?
Certainly.
Boy, Beaver, you'll probably be a real old man by the time you get all that saved up.
Yeah, I know.
Beaver, I tell you what, son, you save as much money as you can, and then if you can't quite make it, well, maybe I could help out a little bit.
Thanks, Dad.
You fellas better go on up and get washed up now.
Come on, Wally.
Ward?
Mm-hmm?
What made you offer to help him out?
Oh, I kept remembering something that happened to me when I was about his age. I went to the state fair and I bought a kind of a tin gadget that was sort of a whistle. Paid $2 for it. The fellow who demonstrated it got all kinds of sounds out of it. Bird calls and violin and Hawaiian guitar. I must have worked on that thing for a week before somebody finally told me that it was just a piece of junk. And the fellow had done the whole thing with these vocal cords. My $2 was completely wasted.
Well, dear, I don't think it was wasted at all.
Beaver, what are you doing awake? You were supposed to be asleep long ago.
Oh, I was just thinking, Wally.
Thinking about what?
I was just wondering what it'd be like learning to play the accordion and being on the Ed Sullivan Show and playing music in a white velvet shirt for the rest of my life.
Well, I'll tell you what it would be like, Beaver. If you were a musician, you'd have to stay up late nights and play in nightclubs that are all smoky with people yelling and screaming and laughing and throwing confetti and stuff.
Boy, Wally, wouldn't it be neat?
Now, dry up and go to sleep, will you?
Before the second season of Sanford and Son, the producers were quoted in TV Guide saying they were still experimenting with characters to surround Fred and Lamont. One character who made the cut, Bubba Hoover, makes his first appearance next.